Okay, Shaila of the week. Parshas Lech Lecha, Tov Shin Pei Aleph. Parshas Lech Lecha, Tov Shin Pei Aleph. This Shaila was asked by someone in the shul before Rosh Hashanah. However, the Shaila is Nogea all the time. Shaila is Nogea all the time. How is that? I'll show you right now. Shkoyach, welcome to everybody again. Okay, listen here, Rabbi Isai says, somebody came over and asked the Shaila, didn't come over, he called, rather, a very chashuva person in shul, who unfortunately has not been in shul since Corona started. He's a person in his late 80s already. He's not able to come to shul, and he wanted to know what he should do about... He wanted to know what he should do about Hatoras Nedarim. He can't come to shul, how could he do Hatoras Nedarim? That was his shaila. So, I'll show you why this is going to be Nogea in a moment, but first let's talk. The Makor for Hatoras Nedarim is brought down based on a Gemara, and I'll read it to you. Excuse me one second. Klal Yisrael has a minig. My brother is on the phone. Maybe he remembers. Moish, you remember at all doing anything in Milos about Hatoras Nedarim?
Why remember?
I don't remember being in Milos Erev Rosh Hashanah. Reb Nachi's on the phone now with us also. I don't remember doing anything about Hatoras Nedarim. The Hatoras Nedarim that I think most people on the phone grew up doing some type of Hatoras Nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah. This is based off of Gemara in the Dorim and on Chav Gimel. And HaReitzish, this Kaimun Nedarim Shekol Hashanah, a person should be Yamoid in Rosh Hashanah and say, call the Dorim Sheni Yosel Lido B'Shanah Zu, I want to be Mevatel them. And that's the minig of, we Mevatel all the Dorim on Erev Yom HaKippurim. And some people has reason and they do it on before Rosh Hashanah. Now, I don't want to get into it right now, but there's a very, it's not oxymoronic, but there's a tefillah that has gained incredible, what's the right word? Incredible chashivus. That's a better word than that in English. Incredible chashivus, that's kol nidre. Kol nidre. You make a gatz of tumul about kol nidre. What do you make a tumul about kol? What is kol nidre? Or is it do it Yom Kippur? Why do you do it every Yom Kippur? Why do you make a tumul about it? It's such a serious tefillah. But it's not a tefillah, really. Kol Nidre is really Hatar.
It's even more popular in America because of the movie's jazz singer.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Okay, we'll leave out the second half of what you said, Rabbi Wiener. But I don't know what it was like. I don't know what it was like. You know, taking out the Sefer Torah and saying, oh, Zerul HaTzadik, okay, maybe even called Nidre, but Lamaisa, it's really Hatoras Nedarim. Okay, there's something called Hatoras Nedarim. Fine. We do Hatoras Nedarim. Now, here's a simple question. I never saw this before I came to Shul 32 years ago, that some people, by Hatoras Nedarim, three people stand up and read together, and three people of a bez and a matir, or five people stand up, or seven people stand up. Now, that's correct. In most yeshivas, they have four people. One person gets up and says it. Three people a matir, etc., etc. However, I said when I came to Yeshua and I saw that, and I was ma'ayin in the shaila about whether or not more than one person can be matir together, and the Chochmas Adam says beferish. Beferish Chochmas Adam in Klal Kuf, he says beferish that you can be matir by several people standing together at the same time. And as a matter of fact, this year, because of Corona, everybody in shul stood up. And three people sat down as a bezdin. I was on the bezdin. I forgot who else. Maybe Heshi Weingrow. Three of us. So the Chochmas Adam says in Klal Kuf Ois Gimel Matirin Beis Gimel Nedarim Biyachad. And then he says, V'chein Matirin Lebeis Gimel Anoshim Biyachad. He can do people together. So this year, of course, when we're into the corona issues, we matter doing it together. That's point number two. Point number three.
It was like a
B'dievet
situation.
Yeah, I'm not calling it B'dievet. The Chacham Sadam does not call it B'dievet. For some reason, yeshiva is a noyeg, only one person does it at a time, but the Chacham Sadam says you don't have to. But therefore, this year, we definitely did it that way. Mm-hmm. What about women? Women is also a tumul. Women is a tumul. The minig in Klal Yisrael is that women do not do Ataras Adarim.
And you had mentioned right before Rosh Hashanah that most people aren't even saying, but I'm including my wife in
the. That's right. Most people do not say they're including their wife. Several girls' schools, several girls' schools, and several.
One second.
Several girls' schools and several seminaries nowadays do some type of Ataras Adarim. They bring in three rabbonim. When I was affiliated with Hannah Sachs one year, they brought in three rabbonim to do Ataras Adarim. It's a new thing. I did see, which I do not understand, and I'm preparing this year, I said Shai is going to have a reaction to this, but I did see that some people say that the reason why we don't do Ataras Adarim for women. I must tell you the truth, I have no understanding of that, what that means, because it's sneers. I don't know what it means.
Are we talking girls, or are we talking women?
One second, Reb Nachi. Either way, I don't understand the issue of sneers. If a woman has to come to a bezna for a din Torah, she comes. I don't understand it, if it's needed. But the teretz is...
Maybe that's the answer. The
teretz is... Reason it may not be needed is because you can rely on Kol Nidre. But the problem with relying on Kol Nidre is that most people do not understand that Kol Nidre is a Taras Adar. Many people think Kol Nidre is a tefillah. It's some Kedusha to get tefillah or something. Okay, Lamaisa, women don't do it. And Lamaisa, we're not really Seimach so much on the evil. Okay, so now, after that is said and done, so now we have to deal with the Shaila.
Did the person ask the Shaila just recently, or did they ask right around Yomim Noraim?
No, the person asked Yomim Noraim time. But I'm going to tell you that these are one of the many Shailas we had, and I couldn't give share in every single Shaila, so I wrote it down to be my ayin in it. And then I want to show you why it's Nogeya for us all the time. There's a Gemara in the Dorim and Av Chesam at Beis. One of the Dorman of Chesam and Beis records the following story. Ravina had to take care of a neder of his wife. So he went to Rav Ashi.
First of all, she had to have rishus.
One second. Rav Nachi, hold on. Ravina had a neder for his wife. He went to Rav Ashi and he asked him a shayla. Baal, ma'u shiyase shliach lecharot azisha. Can a baal be a shliach to matter his wife's nedarim? You were talking about Reb Nachi the Shaila about a baal being made for his wife's nedarim. That's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara wants to know, can he be the shliach to go to Bez and to be matter his wife's nedarim? Amalei baal mashi as a shliach what is ishto? Amalei. So the Gemara says he mechanfin in iloi loy. Shma mino says the Gemara baal nasa shliach lecharotas ishto. The Gemara is masik that the husband can be a shliach to be mater his wife's nedor, the charat decision.
Says the really shlichus?
What's that?
Is it really shlichus?
Bias,
we say with every other mitzvah? Is that really shlichus?
Gewaldig, hang on. Zok the Ran. The Ran now is quoting the Rambam. And here comes the big tum. Here's the Ran quoting the Rambam. He says like this. Unbelievable. Dafka babal hu di boilon. By a baal we ask the shaila. Can a husband be mater his wife's nedor? Why? Now you are right, Rav Shaya. It says baal nasa shliach lecharot ishta. Says the Ran. You know why a husband, the Gemara is asking a shaila by the husband being mater his wife's nedor? Neisha baal ki ishtoi. Baal is Kishtoy, which is, we know the saying in Chazal. What's the saying in Chazal? Ishtoy. No. Ishtoy Kigufoy. Ishtoy Kigufoy. Listen to the words of the Taz here. It's unbelievable. The Taz is found in Hilchos Nedarim, Reish Lamed Dalet, Sif Nun Vav. Habal Nase Shliach Li Yishoel on Nidre Yishtoy. Shai Yishayla is very good, Shai. The Baal...
As usual.
Yes, right. The Baal becomes a Shliach to Yishoel on Nidre Yishtoy, to ask, to be matter his wife's daughter. Ubovad. Okay, as long as you find 3 day on it. Listen to a Taz. Why can the Baal be a Shliach to be matter his wife's daughter? She Ishtoy Kigufoy. Now listen to these words, it's unbelievable. Uke'ilu he atzma shom. It's as though she is in the court. Ishtai Kegufa is so strong, it's like his wife is in the courtroom, in front of the bezit. Pella mamish.
Or he's talking to himself.
No. Ishtai Kegufa says that it's like she's in the courtroom. Finish. Unbelievable. And the Shach says, Ishtai Kegufoy Damya. Finished. But he doesn't say these added words of the Taz. Now, anybody doing Daf Yomi, and even if you're not doing Daf Yomi, you know the following concept. That on Erev Yontif, when it's a Yontif that falls out Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, or Friday, Shabbos, you got to make an Erev Tafshila. So we all know that there's something to do with the Rav, and the Rav can make an Erev Tavshilin for the city. And if somebody forgets one time, they can rely on the Rav. So when I first became Rav, somebody who was a Talmud Chacham came over to me and told me, you don't have to worry about making an Erev for the whole shul, I make an Erev for the whole shul. I said, fine, Givaldik, I want to ask you a question. How do you make an Erev for the whole shul? He says, what do you mean, how am I making air for the whole shul? I pick up a box of matzahs with the hard-boiled eggs, or challah with the hard-boiled eggs, or whatever you air for shilin. And I say the nusach.
Doesn't he have to
have one second. I say the nusach. So I told him, saying the nusach is not enough.
We can say the nusach when we make an air for one second.
I told him, saying the nusach is not enough. Why not? Because how can I lift up a challah and an egg and be mezake it that everybody else should own the challah and the egg? I can pick it up and say, Hein Piz Morgan, this challah and this egg, which belongs to me, I also give part of it to Art or to Shai. It doesn't work. Says the Mishnah in Daf Yomi, we just had it now. Unbelievable. I was at a chasana. I'm preparing shir. I was at the chasana. I had a little bit of downtime waiting for my car. I had a gemara with me. I'm doing Daf Yomi. I could not believe what I found in Daf Yomi in the Mishnah. On the Vayin Testament base, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me a present. Listen to a Mishnah. Ketzah Mishtafim Mavi, how do you make Shufim Uvos, whatever, Ruvi Chatzeris. They're all basically the same. You can take a barrel of food, and you can say, Harizu l'chol b'nei mavoi u'mezake elohen, but everybody has to own part of it. How can you be mezake to them? Ayidei b'no u'bito ha-gidoylo. Either through the son or daughter who are gidoylo. Vayidei avdoi v'chichos o'ivru. Vayidei ishtoi. Your wife can pick up the box of matzah, and she can have kavana to be koinet for everybody else. So I said, hold on here. How in the world can your wife pick up the box of matzah and be koinit for everybody else?
Can she be a shliach?
Not a shliach. Forget about a shliach. How can she pick it up to be koinit for everybody else if you say ishtoi kegufoi?
Because there's also halach of arvos. It's in the word, erev tachumen, erev
tafshilin.
Tavshilin,
Erev,
Arvus, it's all the same thing.
1 second here. No. Sorry, Rav Shaya. No, 1 second. Shulchan Aruch Shin Samach Vav Yud. Kishemizakil lahem a yidei achir lo yizakil yidei b'noi bito kitanim. Vleyidei shivchos lo akiranim. Avu mizakil, you can be mizakil the air of shin samach vov sif yud. Avu mizakil lo yidei b'noi ubito agidoylim. V'yal yidei ishtoi. And your wife can also be used to be koined. If you tell me ishtoi kegufay and the Taz says ishtoi kegufay is like your wife is in the courtroom. How in the world can your wife pick something up and be zeich of everybody else? Whatever your wife picks up belongs to you. Ishtoi kegufay.
Can't there be a condition that she has her own job and she's not claiming certain things that she can actually acquire her own money?
Okay, Rabbi, we know that's very nicely said. Let me tell you something. I want to ask you a question. If you ever learn Tilchus Eidus, the halacha is two brothers, my dear brothers on the phone, two brothers. In Eidus, they're called Rishon Berishon. You ever hear that term? Two brothers, apostle for Eidus. Rishon Berishon, they're both the same generation. Their children, who we call first cousins, are called Sheni B'Shein. Sheni B'Shein. What is the halachic status of a woman and her husband? Now, you got to tell me what's that after me? A woman is possible for Eidus. That's true. But here's the Shiloh. An uncle and a nephew are possible for Eidus. Me and my brother's son are possible for Eidus. Together. However, that's called a Rishon B'Sheni. I'm the Rishon. And my nephew, my brother's son, is a Sheni. Rishon B'Sheni is no good for Eidus. Okay. Now,
what does this have to do with Kenyan?
One second.
Good. Adis is
Kenyan. Okay, hang on. One second. What's the halacha about a man who marries a woman who has a child from a previous marriage? So there's a machloikis. Listen to this. If you hold a husband and wife a rishon b'rishon, then the husband vis-a-vis his wife's son is called a rishon b'sheni. But if you hold that a husband and wife are not Rishon B'Rishon, they're Guf Echad, then the husband with his wife's son are called Rishon B'Rishon. And it's a big Daf Gemini. Big Daf Gemini, Ochazet. Sefekka by Wiener. What does one have to do with the other? So I want to tell you like this. It's a nice question. When do you say Ishtoi Kegufay or not? That's really Rabbi Wiener's Shiloh. That's my Shiloh that I've been working on this whole week over here. Ishtoi Kegufay. I called up one of my chaverim, was a big Rosh Yeshiva and a big Lamdan. I said, what's going on over here? Ishtoi Kegufay says that she's in the courtroom. Ishtoi Kegufay says Rishon B'Rishon. And Mitamol, when it comes to this halacha of Erev Tavshilin and Erev Chatzeres, whatever it's going to be, no. I want to ask you a question. If a wife conks out at the Seder, she's exhausted, she's not feeling well, she falls asleep. Ishtoi kegufay, can her husband pick up a kais of wine?
The arvikosis. You're talking about the arvikosis, or she eats it.
Can he drink a kais for her? Can he eat matzah for her? What do you say, Rabbi? Say yes or no?
I don't think so.
For her.
Who said that?
Me.
Shia. Mishabura says that the reason why we had this in Shir Shaya, I see the way you're shaking your head. Mishabura says, without quoting anybody as a makor, he says, and this is the minig in most of Klal Yisrael, that married women do not light their own menorah, even if somebody's daughters light their own menorah and sons light their own menorah. A married woman, most places in Klal Yisrael, does not light the menorah, and the reason is Ishtoi Kegufay.
Does that mean it's a bracha levatol if she does?
No. We got into that. We said plenty of shurim on that. I don't want to get into that right now. But I want to say, go ahead.
If a wife can make a condition with her husband that I'm taking a new job, I'm doing a business, and I want the money to be mine, and I'm mochel on whatever your obligation is to me, then that money is not the husband's. It's the wife's. Why can't the same thing work for the husband and wife having
Rabbi Wiener?
It could be mazake.
Rabbi Wiener, in all the years you've been in Shir, I think it's the best thing you ever said. Listen to the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, the kishen naisen lo acher, why does it work on yidei yishtoi? The kishen naisen lo acher matona, al menashen lo baila reshuspo. When someone would give a woman a matona and say to her, You, I'm giving this to you, and your husband has no reshus in this matana. Mahani. Mahani. She has a hand to be zoicha in something on her own. Therefore, she can be used to be mezake for other people. That's a big tumult. But the Mishnah Berurah has to come out to your answer. It has to come out to your answer. You got to make, like, since there's ability to make a special condition. Okay. Well, let's leave now the following. What's the halacha l'maisa? A woman can say to her husband, please, go to shul and be matanada for me. And it works. And it works. Now, Shaya asked the Shaya. Shaya says that the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is that a man, which is really the lashon of the Gemara in the Dorim, Habal nasa shliach li shoyel al nidre yishto. He can become a shliach. Now listen here, please. The Gemara says in the Dorim, which we started off the shiur with, this Gemara in the Dorim, says a story about whether Ravina could be matar, his wife's nedarim, could be a shliach, the matar, his wife's nedarim. And he said, Shmamino bal nasa shliach. Listen to the Ran. Haramam zal soivet. The dafka baal hudi boilon. The Gemara has a shaila whether a husband can be a shliach, because baal is ki ishtoi. Aval adam acher pshitalon she'eno nasa shliach. Why not? The tzarech shehi anoyder b'fnei hamatirin, because the person who made the neder has to be in front of the bezdin who's being matir. Pella de Gezach. And this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Nothing to do with anything. Listen to this halacha in Shulchan Aruch.
So that would knock on Zoom for anybody.
Zoom. First, let's read what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Lamed Dalet, Sifnun Vav, that a Baal can be a shliach for his wife. But it says in Reish Lamed Dalet Sif. Excuse me. It says in Reish Chof Ches. Not Reish Lamed Dalet. All the halacha was in Reish Lamed Dalet. Reish Chof Ches Sif Te Zayin. Tzorech Hanoider Lovoy Lefnei Amatirin Kishi Atiruloi. V'yeno Isa Shliach Lishol Al Nidroi. You could not make a shliach to be shoyel on your nedarim. Halach and Shulchan Aruch. Halach and Shulchan Aruch. So affect everybody that what happened to your wife? Answer is your wife is Ishtai Kegufoi. You are not Ishtai Kegufoi because you're not, obviously. I said, make a shliach. So ask everybody, the Shiloh, what do you mean? What's the halacha? Shluchai shel Adam kemaisai. So why can't it work?
Adam.
This question is asked and answered 9 different ways. I saw 9 different terutzim in this discussion. And one of the answers is you have to be there physically, basically. You have to be there physically.
It's not Ishto Kimoso, it's Ishto Kagufo. It's a different level.
100%. Shaya? That's what I think the Taz is saying. The Taz is saying the woman's in the courtroom. The woman's in the courtroom. Shluchas Adam Kemaisa doesn't do that. Well, the Maisa, the question still is, but everything else in all of Halacha Shlichas works. Why doesn't Shlichas work over here? Because you need this new din epis of being in the courtroom, maybe. You know, the very famous Ksais. Shluchas Adam Kemaisa. Can I put on tefillin for somebody?
Nope.
Why not?
That's a mitzvah beguf.
So the teretz is, you could be a shliach to put on tefillin, but your arm is not his arm. So Shaya wants to say, Ishtek and Gufay, if you have to be there, even though Shluchas Adam Kemoso, but Lamaisi, you're not there, something along those lines you're going to have to say.
The issue by Hataras Nadarim is there's an Indian of Charata involved. It's a level, it's an emotion,
Shaya?
Of you that a shliach cannot impart over to the bezdin, unlike a husband and wife can.
Rabbi Goldmeyer, you have said many good things in the 30 whatever years there you're in Shia. Excellent. This is the first time that you gave two terutzim on one kasha, and they're both good. That's very good. Good night. It's a very good night. Very good night. Don't try to say anything else, because two is, you know, I don't know if you're going to get three. Okay, listen here. You are right. Some people say that terutz also. But whatever the terutzim are, everybody holds that you cannot make a shliach. You got to come yourself. So the 85-year-old man who can't leave his house, he can't come to shul, so what's going to be over here? He wants to do a Tars Adar. So what's going to be? So what's the answer?
Have three people stand outside his window with social distancing and let him go to the balcony.
That's exactly what we did.
For Reuven?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly what we did. You know what? We had no Eitzah. Because Lamaisa, we looked up to Shiloh. I never had the Shiloh before. Nobody ever asked me. Nobody was ever sick beforehand or whatever. And he couldn't come to shul. Couldn't come to shul. And I said to myself, I know that there are some people, even going back to Lakewood days, who used to whisper to the Dayanim, I'm also being matan nedar for my wife. So maybe it's good. Go with up Shulchan Aruch and say, yeah, it is good for your wife. Yishtaki gufa, it's not good for anybody else. You want to know why? It's a gevalda geshayla. You want to know why by a wife we say ishta kegufay only certain times, you don't say ishta kegufay other times, also gevalda geshayla.
So that would exclude a daughter?
A daughter is not aviv kegufay. No, you absolutely.
I know.
That's correct.
Is there any other connection with a daughter?
No.
Responsibility or anything?
No.
Like
Brokar di avua maybe, but no. Otherwise, no.
You could sell her, you just can't be Mater Netter.
You got it, okay.
Shia, I told you, don't say anything more tonight. I warned you. I warned you, okay.
Shia, on Zoom, you don't know who's listening.
Okay, listen here. Listen.
What have I cared?
Okay, listen. So, nice, so the bottom line is, we made him a bezin. And three people volunteered on Erev Shoshana. Very nice of them to go to his house and be Mater Netter. I think they stood on his porch, whatever happened over there. But here is a shaila in case anybody ever needs a Torah Sedarim. For whatever the reason, we've been matan neder many times during the year for people who made the Dorim. Some people started fasting at yard sites, whatever, they couldn't do it, they had to break it. So you need to give a Pesach, and you need to say, why are you out of Charata? And then 3 days later, say, Mutlach, Mutlach, Mutlach.
If you would have known, in other words.
But what's that?
If you would have known, that's the Pesach.
If you wouldn't know, right, you have to make a Pesach, but that you need a Besdin. We've had women come to shul. I tell them to come after davening very quickly. We'll do what they want to do at Tovas Chaloyim. You need three men. As I told you before, I don't know what that sneeze is. I don't know what that teretz is. But here, you have no Eitzah. The man wants him out the nether. We have no Eitzah for him. He can't come to shul. Okay, good. So we had to say, Baruch Hashem. I'm saying, it was an easy out. It was an easy out. But the halacha is you can't do it again. You cannot be matan neder through shlichus. One of the very few things you can't use shlichus for. You can be matan neder for ishtek gufay. Why the Gemara uses a lashon of shlichus is a very good ha'ara of Shaya. And the Maisa, why ishtek gufay works in some places, doesn't work in other places, I'm still a little stymied as to what the pshat is. Okay, so the Maisa, at the end of the day, this is the diyuk. There's a lot of shitas and rishonim over here, a lot of tumult about the shaila. But Lamaisa, again, in Hilchas Nedarim and in Hilchas Shavuos, Ishtai Kegufay is a different status, a different level. Different status, different level. It's Nogea in many places in Shulchan Aruch. I just told you Hilchas Eidus, Hilchas Chanukah, it's Nogea in Hilchas Nachos, that if a man dies first, he wants everything to go to his wife. All different types of Sfaris that are applicable all over the place. But Ishtai Kegufay, very serious and wonderful shalos to work on. But the Maisa, it doesn't work for anybody else by Nedarim. And it's again, it's very schwer. Why does those shlichas? Shaya gave two answers. They're good answers. But the Maisa, the kasha is a god. The kasha is a bomb kasha. Okay, next week, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, we'll be back with the, we have a, Baruch Hashem, a number of serious shalos to work through. And we should be, to be zeichah to continue doing them. I'm thanking everybody, especially newcomers. My brother, Ranan Wolf, Mamish.
Thank you.
Last time. How are your parents, Ranan?
Baruch Hashem, thank you. Still good. In Florida.
Should be only with Hatzlacha of everybody in Gesund.
Well, I want to ask you a question.